Welcome to Stories After Midnight. Today, I'm going to be reading My Mom Only Comes Out at Night by LovelyTide23451 from Reddit. I hope you enjoy this story, and a huge shout out to my patrons for helping make this episode possible. Let's get started. I've been taking care of my mom for a couple of years now. She's the type of person who is very prone to being sick, like that one kid in middle school throughout winter who'd only show up for a couple of days and be out for 2 weeks just for recovery. Regardless, my mom was always catching something one way or another. There were times in high school where I'd have to take off multiple days and forge notes in her name for my absences, just to care for her. Most people I tell this story to ask me, "How come your father couldn't take care of her?" Or, "Did your siblings ever help you?" Which is honestly fair to ask, considering the fact that I have taken a lot of responsibility for. I'm my mother's only child, technically. My father and mother had gotten divorced when I was around 15 years old, and my father decided to negotiate taking my little brother with him, and in exchange I stay with my mom. I remember overhearing my father on the phone whenever I'd try to sneak out of the house to avoid the situational passive-aggressive violence between the both of them. My dad had become a big smoker near the end of their divorce, and I knew it was from the stress of their relationship. "I'm telling you, that bitch is crazy. There's something inside of her." I always tried to listen, but it was as if he could notice someone else there with him. "I can at least save." I saw his head tilted a bit to the side. "I'll call you tomorrow." And that was that. I had rushed back to my room, climbing into my bed with haste, as I faced the wall. It was quiet for a while. I tried to control my breathing and listen for any signs of him moving and shuffling throughout the hallway. Nothing.
"You should be asleep, Allison."
That's all I remember. The rest of the night seemed to be a blur, but all I know is that a couple months after their divorce is when Mom's randomized sickness started to happen frequently. It's been 6 years now, and I've noticed that her sickness comes in waves. Throughout the day, she'll be fatigued, her body and throat sore from the dry heaving and vomiting she had been doing that morning. But through the night, I can always hear her movement and dragging from outside my door as I try to sleep. I've never caught anything. Every time I swiftly move towards my door and peek through the cracks there, there would be nothing. I'd go out into the hallway and make my way into my mom's room, making sure she was in bed, and every time I do, she's always lying there. Still. Sometime last week, I noticed that each time I went to check on her, she'd been moved in an awkward position for someone whose body gave out if they tried to even stand on their own 2 feet. 11:30, and I had heard the same sounds echoing from the hall. Once again, I had done what I always did. I had gotten up from bed and made my way to the door, peeking my head out into the hallway before taking a step out and making my way to my mom's room. Her door was closed this time. I never close her door, considering the fact that I have to make sure I can get to her quickly. I felt anxious. But what if she was feeling better this time? So I opened the door. "Mom, you okay?" She was sitting up, her head slightly lowered, eyes staring at the door, mouth dropped open. She just stared, not a blink or a thought. "Mom?" I started to walk towards her, her eyes following my movements as I made my way to her, a click sound coming from her throat, my eyes growing with worry. "Hey, you're okay, Mom? I'm here." Her head leaned forwards before she lifted it, smashing the back of her skull against the headboard. "Mom? What the hell?" I tried to stop her, holding her neck, her head, anything. The clicking growing louder as I focused on the cracks that could be heard coming from the back of her head every time she bashed it against the wooden frame. I placed my hand behind her head, trying to shield her, but she continued, my hand being pulverized by the sheer force of the bashing against the wood over and over for what felt like hours. And then nothing. She moved herself down slowly and adjusted her head onto the pillow, falling asleep. Afterwards, my hands were bruised, shaking, strained, and bloodied, and all I could do was stare at my mom as the pain set in, wondering if she'd be better off She was back to her regular self by morning. Vomiting could be heard from my room. I tried to carefully get up from my bed. My hands looked worse that morning. Dry blood still lingered on each knuckle, down to some fingers, and my hands were practically numb with blue and purple discoloration surrounding them. I remembered walking to her room, the smell of vomit filling the air. I reached her bed, looking at the headboard. Clean. My hand gently slipping under her head, lifting it up, slightly, to check the damage that had been inflicted the night before. Gone it was. What the? There was nothing there. No blood. No gash. Everything was clean from her head to the pillow she slept on. But all I could focus on was the pain and hammering headache that was beating inside my head. Mom, are you okay? Only a slight nod in response. I held my head and walked into her bathroom, turning the sink on. I took about 3 of the painkillers she had been given for daily use and washed it down. Then I took care of her once again. By the time midnight came around, I had woken up, my head at the end of her bed. Mom? I looked towards the top of the bed. It was empty. Crap. I quickly stood, my hands pulsing in pain as I used them to support myself upwards. Stumbling out of her bedroom, I could hear the same dragging noise coming from downstairs, and evidently I followed. Mom, you can't be out of bed. You need rest. I stood at the end of the stairs, looking towards my right and into the living room darkness.
You should sleep, Allison.
I heard, clicking beginning to fill the living room. I quietly walked, stepped into the area. A black figure standing in front of the fireplace before speaking out to me once again.
You should have gone.
I took one step before stopping myself. Wetness on my foot. A pool of dark liquid filled the spot where my mother was standing.
Well, Mom? Let's get you to a doctor. An ambulance.
I saw it. She quickly turned, swiping our once-used kitchen knife as a weapon. Her arms shredded and bare skin peeling off from her.
Mom, what the hell?
My movements were staggered. It wasn't long before she swiped again, the knife slicing at my stomach as blood followed the line.
Damn.
I instantly made my way to the stairs, a hand on my stomach as footsteps pursued me. An instant sharp pain hitting my backside as her knife drilled into me, pulling it out once again. I gripped onto my back, losing my balance. I fell onto the stairs and tried using every ounce of strength to pull myself up each step. I could hear her behind me. She's coming. With a sudden rush, I made my way up the stairs, reclaiming my stability. I darted into my bedroom, locking myself in while frantically searching for my phone. Bloody trails left throughout the house. Traces of bloody handprints that followed. She was knocking on my door. She was scratching at it. The sound of clicking and growls, groan, filling my ears and mind.
Please, sweetheart.
I found my phone under the nightstand and began to search for my brother's contact, blood swiping against the screen.
Please, please.
Then a click. Hello? What's up? With a sense of urgency, I told him, my words fumbling as I rambled.
Mom, she's trying to kill me. Come, please.
Then silence. Nothing from the door or phone.
Hello? Eddie. Damn it.
I chucked my phone before standing once again and barricading myself within my room.
He heard me. I know he did. He's coming.
Which was repeated over and over before passing out from what I can only assume was blood loss. I was woken by a ringing doorbell and repeated banging door.
Eddie? Eddie?
I instantly knew it was him. I moved everything from the door to rush down the stairs. I gripped onto my back as I made it towards the door, my damaged hands fiddling with the doorknob before opening, and without thinking, pulling Eddie into a hug.
Whoa, what happened? What was that phone call?
He pulled away from me and looked me up and down.
What happened to you, Allie? Are you okay?
It was Mom, Eddie. She tried to kill me. Please, we have to do something.
But he just stared at me, confusion and concern written on his face before he spoke. What do you mean? Mom's been dead for years. And that's the end of this chilling story. If you liked it, let me know in the comments below, whether you're on YouTube or listening via the podcast. I hope you enjoy this story, and I got a couple things to shout out. One that's if you'd like to support the channel, obviously like, or wherever you are, but if you want to do more, there's a Patreon available, and if you want to grab a t-shirt of this Stories After Midnight channel, you can do so by going to shop.storiesaftermidnight.com. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this slowly little story, and we'll see you in the next one. Take care now. Bye-bye then.